tamed emotions, even though they may embarrass us, even though we're uncomfortable, even though they are not the image we want to communicate to the world, they are part of our ego. They're part of our egoic mind. We know that we're angry. We know that it's me that's jealous. I'm the one that's anxious. I'm the one that's ashamed of what I'm feeling. I'm the one that's guilty. But untamed emotions, they have a much deeper intelligence. It's as if life offers us an opportunity for the egoic mind to be challenged in a way that it can't overcome, and therefore for our egos, in a sense, to be burned and refined in a fire of transformation. So when we're faced with an untamed emotion, when you're caught in one of those powerful, powerful, deep feeling states that seems to be submerging you, annihilating you, dissolving you, there isn't anything I can tell you that can hold your hand through the experience. These are the places all of us have to live on our own, but there are some things that are really important and can be helpful. For one thing, if the ego is being assaulted by this feeling, then continually recreating egoic mind by telling yourself stories about the feeling, or stories remembering it in the past when it came before, imagining that it will keep happening in the future, telling yourself stories about what's wrong with you that you feel this, only keep rebuilding the egoic mind that untamed emotion is challenging. So what you need to do is what we have been doing in each one of the meditations. You have to find a way to sit down inside yourself. Sit down literally and turn as mountain, rooted in your body, conscious in your breathing, and look right into the abyss of feeling. At a time when everything inside of you is saying run, flee, defend, protect, and your mind is going from madly, wildly, from story to story, you have to take a deep breath and grab hold of your own mind and sit yourself down and start to feel your breathing in, breathing out. Root your mind to some part of the sensation of your breath. Look directly into the difficult, challenging, chaotic feeling state that's present. And slow your breathing. Look right at the monster, directly into its eyes, and don't blink. Don't blink into the future or blink into the past or into me and you stories. Know that any thought you have will only be a way to flee, and that what your work is to stay present until the intelligence of what the unnamed emotion is about has had its time with you. Because when you're done with this, you won't have lost your sense of self. You won't have annihilated your me. But that me will be a much more intelligent, clear expression of your essence. It will be as if you looked at the mandala, and instead of seeing me way off to the left in the center, way off to the left of the center, that me stands right next to the now. Your persona, your personality becomes more and more expression of your true self, of your essence. So trust it. The next time this comes, don't pollute it by telling yourself, oh, I've been here before, I know what this is, this is because of my drug habit, or this is because of my drinking problem, or this is because of my fears of abandonment, or this is because of my family history of insanity, or this is because, just let all those thoughts stop and sit down and feel the verticality of your body, mountain, breathing, and look right at it, right into the eye of the monster. Right now, if there are any strong feelings left over from the work that you've been doing and writing down the architecture of that time, remember that the reason we did that work was so that you could see the stories you told yourself at the time, so that you wouldn't indulge, get hijacked by those stories again if, at some future time, this kind of feeling revisits you. You could say if you're blessed by being revisited by the thing your ego is most afraid to have to experience. It may not be very much of a consolation to say that the integration of the untamed emotion will bring you to a much deeper expression of your true self, but it is true. That's exactly what happens.